The arrival of spring means more outdoor activities and festivals. In South Philadelphia, the change of season marks the return of the Southeast Asian Market. At FDR Park, WHYY's Elizabeth Estrada shares more for this week's Feel Good Friday story.
The Southeast Asian Market at FDR Park is lively and full of dozens of vendors selling all kinds of food, textiles, trinkets, and toys. Even when you don't see it, you can definitely smell it. Here's Justin DeBaradinas, the director of FDR Park.
There is this smell of lemongrass and beef and sugarcane and durian, which kind of mixes together. And to me, when I smell that smell, I know it's spring. That's springtime in FDR Park.
That delicious smell is returning to FDR this weekend, marking the fourth season in a row that the market will be at the park in an official capacity. Over the last few years, the vendors formed an association and began to collaborate with the Department of Parks and Recreation, along with the Cambodian Association of Greater Philadelphia. Together, they work to make the Southeast Asian Market more organized. Katsi Vilayfon is the vendor community cultivator for the Cambodian Association. She says making the market official has been positive for the community and increased its visibility.
This system and having a website, having social media presence, I think really solidifies that this is a real place. This is no longer this like mythical, magical secret that we have to hide.
The market features over 70 vendors hailing from Laos, Thailand, Vietnam, Indonesia, and many other countries. Katsi hopes that it becomes a food destination.
I hope that when people think about the Southeast Asian Market, that it becomes one of those landmarks that, you know, I'm going to visit Philadelphia, I'm going to get a cheesesteak, I'm going to take a picture of the Rocky Steps, and then I'm going to go to the Southeast Asian Market in FDR Park.
The Southeast Asian Market opens this Saturday, April 1st at 10 a.m. on the Broad Street side of FDR Park. Elizabeth Estrada, WHYY News.